Hello, hello, my beloveds, and welcome to the Human Spirit Radio Network, and welcome to our program, Waking Gods and Goddesses, Embodying Divine Wisdom and the Sensual Life. My name is Mario West, and I am your hostess of the highest, way shower and divine love agent provocateur for this Waking Gods and Goddesses global movement, here to download, upload, inspire, and usher you into your bestest and brightest light, your bestest and brightest self, inviting you all to open your hearts, opening them up wider and wider still, emptying your minds, inviting all our neglected inner children, our punky, rebellious, misunderstood teenagers, our stressed out, frustrated, overworked and underworked and underpleasured adults to come out of hiding, come out, receive, inviting you to give your bestest love and appreciation to one and all, particularly beaming love and our gratitude to our beautiful planet. Here we are again, sharing this time and space in this gorgeous matrix of light and love that spans the curvature of our Earth in all directions. We are kicking off the second installment of our fourth season with Human Spirit Radio Network, the mothership of our founder, the Sarah McCroskey, and our uber goddess, techno-engineer Jessica McKay is holding space for us on the East Coast. It is rainy here, and so I appreciate our collective activation of engaging the new feminine way of creation based on collaboration with the new masculine and co-creation of cyberspace and all the expanded realities of our phone lines and free internet thus far that have made it possible for all of us to connect, share time, sacred space, and energy together in global community. So, as per usual, beloveds, it is time to get yourself situated, light a candle or two, get into your cozy, comfy places with your pillows and blankets, have your water or tea ready, tissues, your journals and pens close by. So let's all close our eyes and all receive a deep breath in and let it out. And cough it out if you have to, allowing yourselves to fully arrive and land right here, right now, wherever you are, as you are, right now. Allowing your breath to fill your body with life force pranic energy of all colors. Trusting your body to receive the colors that needs to move into greater clarity and awareness. That's it, beloveds. Nice and easy. Moving in your own timing, in your own way. Just paying attention to your breath. That's all. On a huge inhale, I want you to bring your palms together, pressing them into each other in front of the middle of your chest. And on an exhale, I want you to feel your body relax and let go, dropping your awareness from your mind into your body, into your heart. Breathing deeply and easily. In your own timing, in your own way. Notice any bodily sensations, any sounds. Nice and easy. Breathing in. And breathing out. on a huge inhale, I want you to move your palms, still in a namaste or prayer position, in front of your heart, in front of your chest. And I want you to move your palms so that you move them just in front of the most sensitive part of your heart. And I want you to trust that you know where this sensitive part is. Trusting in your knowing, even if you feel like you've no idea what you're doing. Just trusting your own wisdom. This sensitivity that you're feeling is your closure to love. So just notice it. Allowing this closure is just based on fear. And let your heart naturally relax and let it open and radiate the love that you truly are. And consider that any pain in your heart or heartache is about your mind telling your body, your heart, your true nature to close to love, to close to connection. Breathing in and breathing out your own rhythm. Remembering the natural state of our hearts is open, and closure of our hearts is unnatural, and that's why it hurts. Notice your heart opening wider and wider still. Feel into your heart opening. Feel the glorious relief to be as you are, an expression of divine love. You are the divine in the flesh. Keep breathing, my beloveds, allowing yourselves to revel in the awareness that you are experiencing. And magnify your awareness. Linger in the sweetness of being aware this very moment. Nothing for you to do except be that awareness. Allowing any thoughts, sensations to come and go like a breeze. Just noticing them. Noticing your breath and its natural rhythm. Noticing any sensations in your body, in the room that you're in. Noticing your heart. Noticing your heart in your body. This miraculous and beautiful temple of you as waking God or waking goddess. You as the divine in the flesh. Breathe deeply, resting and abiding in this profound stillness and silence. We are awakening. We are remembering. Knowing and embodying our divinity of being Source, God, Goddess, all that is, infinite loving awareness and consciousness. Ever being, ever evolving, ever becoming, having a human experience, all for the highest good, the deepest possible truth, the innermost clarity and peace, and most profound of healing. And so it is that we co-create a grid of electric violet light surrounding us in all directions over the curvature of our planet, setting the intention that all energies and entities, tribal and matrix system realities alike, including the powers that want to be and any and all false artificial timeline matrices and all inter, intra, extra-dimensional portals and doorways that may have opened, blocking and interfering with our divine creative natures, that they be instantly dissolved and or returned to their sources. Jai Ma. And when you are ready, you can slowly open your eyes. And as you readjust and look around you, wherever you are, I invite you to pull in your consciousness through your sense of sight, your eyes and what you see into the middle of your head. And notice the soft focus nature of what you're seeing. And if you want, you can gently play with this and move back and forth from this heightened awareness reality to normal reality and play with this and check out the difference for yourself. This is such a very simple way and a great way to remain still whilst interfacing with the outside world and maintaining a deep relationship to the silence within so that you don't get so caught up in the pendulum swing of chaos, the chaos of conventional reality. You know, the status quo, the normal reality that we seem to all be addicted to, of one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, or perhaps sleepwalking through life, being on autopilot, being numbed out and dumbed down. One of the main reasons to practice regular meditation is to be better able to stay still and aligned and vertical amidst times when we can be highly reactive, identified by outer circumstances, upset by the world at large, intense happenings going on in real time, crazy emotional crowds, the traffic, the stresses of trying to keep up with the endless list of things that we have to do or that we think we have to do. When we get temporarily caught up and entangled in these false timeline realities, utilizing meditation allows us, beloveds, to dial down our nervous systems so that we can contain and conserve our energies and not lose power, especially when the unexpected happens, life happens, when shit hits the fan. Being spiritually awake, that is being present, being enlightened, requires that we not avoid anything in our lives, that we notice what we're up to, especially when we are resisting, when we start checking out or going unconscious. Okay, you know what I mean by this. So it really is about feeling everything there is about being in a physical body, experiencing the full spectrum and bandwidth of human experience, the extremes and everything in between and beyond, and engaging all seven of your senses. All right, I've been talking about this for the last few years. Seven senses. We are exiting that matrix that limits us to the five senses. Correct? All right, so we've got sight, smell, sound, taste, touch. Number six, our intuition. And number seven, this is really important, beloveds. It is our innate generosity and care, our ability to gift, give, which is the divine masculine principle, and our ability to receive, which is the divine feminine principle. Because I tell you over and over again, there is this enormous misconception about spiritual awakening that once you're awake, your life's going to be perfect, your relationships are going to be perfect, your abundance and prosperity is going to be perfect, you'll have perfect health, never manifest a disease or get sick, you'll have perfect hair, perfect skin, the perfect body, the perfect ass, and be carefree and happy, happy, happy all the effing time, and never feel bad or have an intense emotion like anger or rage or feel sad. And if you do, well, then you're not awake. Complete bullshit, kids, all right? Complete BS. And those are big, fat lies. And anyone who tells you that spiritual enlightenment is all about being happy and perfect all the effing time is lying to you and conning you into buying a huge load of crap that will never, ever, ever be sustainable. Being spiritually awake includes all aspects of living and what I call the totality of human experience, all right? The good, the bad, the ugly, the horrific, the ecstatic, the god-awful. And it is in facing the light and especially the darkness we avoid and are horrified by that we can be free, free from the powers that want to be, the controllers, whether that's mom or dad in your neck of the woods tribal law, the global elite, or the goddess eaters, as I so call them, we can be free from mind control and brainwashing, free from our traumas that try to keep us in place, chasing our tails. And, of course, one of the best ways to support this is for each and every one of us to master the skill set of living life wide awake and conscious by facing our darkness, all the stuff that we fear, we regret, we're ashamed of, guilty about, in denial about, and through keeping our frequencies and energies high and aligned, we can access healing in the deep. I thank you, beloveds, for tuning into this new series. Thank you, those of you who have emailed me with your reflections regarding our last program, and I am so grateful and thankful for your prayers and concerns about what I'm moving through personally in my own life. I am definitely living the lessons and medicine of my very own book, dealing face-on, full-on, with betrayal from supposed beloveds and friends who I'm learning more and more each and every day did not have my back. So this runs deep. My book, Effed Wide Open, is live, and ironically, I received the final proofs for the paperback and hardback the very same day the blinders were rudely ripped off my face, and they really, really needed to be. I actually thought about going through another edit round to delete any mention of certain folks who shall remain nameless at this point. And, of course, this would have cost me perhaps more money and more time, but no, I'm moving forward, dignity intact. And I also completed a course called Conscious Uncoupling. And I've been humbled and twisted and turned, and still I'm aligned in love, truth, and beauty at all costs. And so learning some very, very hard lessons about sociopaths, psychopathy, and narcissistic personality disorder. And you know, beloveds, when you have the facts right before you, lordy, 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 man, oh man, facts are very difficult to ignore. And so I want to be clear about all this betrayal and deception that I'm moving through. While I am definitely declaring I'm not a victim of liars and cheaters, I know in my heart that it's not about me that people behave in such a treacherous manner. So in the spirit of my own book, my work, my teachings over the last 27 years, I am literally and figuratively being asked by the divine, so are you going to let life and love fuck you over, or are you going to let life and love fuck you wide open? And here we are at this juncture in this new year at 2015, and here we are, it's February. We've got the last exact of Uranus square Pluto coming up on, I believe it's the 15th of March, and we're in the middle of, well, actually the tail end of Mercury retrograde, which I believe ends on the 11th, and if that's incorrect, forgive me. So I know so many people, in fact, most people that I have spoken to, including my students and my clients and even my neighbors, are all experiencing some major upheaval, some version of hell on earth, and with a little bit of heaven on earth sort of sprinkled in between these major waves of sort of being knocked down. I'm certainly not exempt from that. So we are going to continue on with our reading of Effed Wide Open, The Root Awakening of the Heart-Based New Humanity. And so we're moving on to Chapter 1, which is called The True Nature of Reality. And I wrote this really as a foundational piece, laid out in the most simplest of terms that build upon one another, primarily because we as divine in the flesh, okay, our bodies are the vehicles through which we perceive reality. And so without this foundation of what the nature of reality, the true nature of reality is, we can be easily tricked and duped into believing what it isn't. So I want to start with a reading from singer-songwriter Tina Malia, her song Heal This Land. I just love this, and I love utilizing this as an invocation. Heal this land. The fires are burning, so reach for me like the petals of a rose. Bloom in its season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soil, the life giver. So come on now, my friend, speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together, take my hand, and we will heal this land. Do you hear the call? We will heal this land if you could only believe. And here's another excerpt from Tina Malia from her song, The Silent Awakening. We are only a dream of a dream. This world is not what it seems. We are the wind that carries the seeds. We are the roots of the banyan tree. We are love offered on the wing that stretches across eternity. We are a chord in life's symphony. We are the silent awakening. And I know you all feel that. Something is getting ready to break. You know it is. Which is why most of us are being really, really, really shaken to the core. Shaken to the core and questioning our foundation. And our foundation is formless and form. One is all, and all is one. Even as a little girl, this made sense to me. We are made of stardust, declared the narrator at Morrison Planetarium. That statement rocked my world at age 6, and again 10 years later on my very first day of college. I mused on those words, romanticize and fantasize about being made of the same stuff as the sun, moon, stars, planets, galaxies, and universe. It was early on, but I got it. In our universe, there is the unseen and the seen, formless and form. I remember viewing a pie-shaped representation of the universe, and the visible universe was just a teeny tiny sliver of a slice. I wanted to know the nature of reality and the universe. That very moment was compelling. Several things became crystal clear to my 6-year-old self. One, there's so much more to the universe than what our eyes and other senses can perceive. Two, just because we can't easily see, smell, hear, taste, touch, imagine, or give to, receive other vibrational realms, doesn't mean they don't exist. And three, we are all meant to create something out of nothing. Throughout my childhood, I pondered about my wants while prettying up blank sheets of paper with brightly colored chalk and crayons, or sitting at my piano and making up melodies and songs. I felt such immense satisfaction in my creations, but sharing my desires often got me into trouble. Sometimes I would make statements like, I want world peace. I want to travel the world and serve humanity. Or I want to be a rocket science, a rock star, and end all suffering in the world. Well, these were received by my family, friends, and teachers with very little enthusiasm and even ridiculed. Who do you think you are, Maria, wanting such selfish things? I was shamed for my desires, but knew in my heart of hearts, desire activates formless into form. my desire to color transform blank paper into brightly decorated happy paper. And my desire to physically express my feelings moved me over to my piano to create a new melody that shifted my blue feelings into expressions of beauty. It was so simple to me at the time, yet I felt alone in this knowing. There was no one with whom to share my discoveries. Over the years, I played with my wants and desires and was almost always successful. Sometimes I created even better results. I didn't realize then I had tapped into the love, truth, and beauty of my own divine origin, the divinity that most humans refuse to accept, let alone embody. Absolute balance mastery. Fast forward to 2014. Thanks to all the brave whistleblowers, more and more of us are questioning reality and waking up to the fact that this shared reality we believe to be normal is actually manipulated and distorted by the powers that want to be. The artificial timeline reality is in stark contrast to the true organic ascension timeline, which is the natural blossoming and evolution of human consciousness fully expressing its divinity. The imposed false timeline reality that is presented and perpetuated in most forms of mass media is merely one dream world of possibilities because we are infinite divine creative energy beings in physical bodies living in a physical universe that is holographic in nature. Everything in existence is part of the whole. This means that encoded within each and every one of us is the entire blueprint of our universe. How cool is that? Our human experience is all about creating formless into form. The divine energies that we are animate our bodies so that we can experience and expand this physical universe with our creations. Our bodies are temples of our divinity, as well as perceivers. That is, receivers, transmitters, and decoders of all kinds of waveform energy. We decode this information through our senses. We are pure awareness. We are pure consciousness, ever being, ever evolving, ever becoming. We are hardwired to create. God, goddess, all that is, and any other name you want to call it, is the divine. Our planet, or Gaia, is another authentic expression of the divine in pure physicality, in existence and in all of her seen and unseen beings, creatures, organisms, plant, animal, rock, and mineral kingdoms, waters, mountains, and lands of all terrains. Absolute balance mastery is the alignment of heart, mind, and body with the divine. It is the harmonic synergy of the emotional, mental, and physical realms of the spiritual with the spiritual. This totality is the divine and unity consciousness. So let's just all take a deep breath and just allow all that to land right now. Because I can feel the openings within each and every one of us. And this is a beautiful thing because we're not really spoken to truthfully. We're manipulated. We're talked down to. We're treated as if we don't have the capacity for any other deeper understanding other than taking it on face value by the so-called authorities. Okay. One man, one woman. We are all perfect expressions of the divine in the flesh. This is our true foundation. There is only one man and one woman represented by the divine masculine and the divine feminine essences, expressing her and himself in a male or female body. This simply means that every man and woman on earth is a unique and physical manifestation of that one man or one woman. Another puppet of the patriarchy, the false New Age. Old patriarchal paradigm. Men are men, women are women. Bye-bye already. The false New Age paradigm. Men are men developing their feminine side. Women are women developing their masculine side. Bye-bye to that as well, because it still reeks of patriarchy. The same hierarchical, warmongering, gender separation conditioning inherent in the old paradigm, which splits and divides us into exclusive and disparate parts, both unworthy of acknowledging their divinity. There is no light or dark side, only the totality of human experience. Yet so many are fooled by the false New Age, which is just another religious faction tricked out in airy-fairy woo-woo love and light notions. It promotes dangerous memes like, it's all good, ignore the negative, or you'll just create more. Never get angry because anger is in a high vibration. Nothing is real. It's all an illusion. So world events can't affect you. Let's just focus on what you want for yourself, your family, your life, your things, and ignore the suffering of the world. All is allowed. There's no such thing as good or bad. Accept everything. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Honestly, over the years, I tried to align with all of the above and more by trying to bullshit myself into higher loving thoughts and discovered that in endeavoring to do so, every fiber of my being screamed, what the fuck, Maria? Get real. This is mind-fucking heartless insanity. With my private practice focused upon facilitating emotional energetic healing of the most egregious of sexual trauma, in my concerted efforts to apply the false New Age tenet of it's all good onto the many violent acts of pedophilia and ritualized rape and torture of women, I could no longer ignore getting hoodwinked by all the love and light fairy dust and waiting for the fucking angels to come and save us nonsense. We need to save ourselves and take action already. Is there a true New Age movement? Yes, there is. And the difference between the true New Age and the false New Age is that the latter promotes only love and light and encourages the avoidance of facing up to any kind of suffering, anything dark, and anything deemed negative, which is an insidious, well-marketed strategy to keep its followers addicted to chasing their tails in an expensive and exhausting endeavor to attain the false New Age's promises of instant spiritual enlightenment, followed by immediate ascension to a more refined and civilized, light-filled, alternative earth populated by only beautiful people. All this, plus all the eternal love, perfect sex, happiness, and abundance reserved for only those truly enlightened and deserving. The term light worker often feeds into spiritual egotism, more divisiveness, and the nonsense of specialness. All hierarchies, even a New Age one, so I'm thinking Ascended Masters, for example, are disempowering programs of control that systematically hack into our true divine natures and suck away at our creative energies for their own purposes. They limit our possibilities and have us look up to them. Everything in existence comes from the same source. We are the ascended masters. We are all sovereign beings. Big fat lies. The old patriarchy and false New Age paradigms are big fat lies. They prevent us from realizing and embodying the truth of our already divine selves and imprison us in a perpetual state of panicked chasing and striving. They keep us trapped in the illusion of separation and torture us with feelings of self-hate and unworthiness. Nothing we do or say is ever good enough. They enslave us with helplessness, afflict us with chronic overwhelm, dread, self-doubt, and indecision. Eventually, we either give up or hunker down in resignation or become so hardened that we become heartless and lose touch with empathy. Happiness becomes a fantastical phantom, seemingly only accessible and available to those special folk, while forever dangling in front of us regular humans, unattainable and elusive, yet so close or so far away. A word of caution. While there are many beings in other realms and realities of various levels of consciousness, be careful in your alliances with other dimensional beings. Do not allow yourselves to be fooled or suffer the consequence and dangers of entity possession. Discrimination goes a long way in maintaining your spiritual center, personal safety, and autonomy. Take back your power and declare your sovereignty, my beloveds. Masculine, Feminine 101. The new paradigm, co-created by the heart-based new humanity, brings us back to the pure cosmic perspective of yang and yin, respectively, formless masculine energy and form feminine energy. The entire universe is held in masculine energy. Feminine energy dances in this vast space as all forms, light and dark, our sensations and feelings, man, woman, Gaia's flora, fauna, and all her elements, planets, stars, and galaxies, etc. Masculine energy is not a physical man, just like feminine energy is not a physical woman. Every male and female body is a unique collection, collective manifestation of this totality of divine cosmic energies with varying masculine and feminine frequencies coursing through. Our energetic totality is the holy trinity of father, mother, spirit, child. Whether physically male or female, our masculine energy is the aspect of the energetic body that excels at gifting, giving, doing, taking action, and engaging in self-defense, which may include the use of deadly force, also includes focusing, being grounded and steadfast, and active stillness, being out in the world and holding space via teaching and imparting higher consciousness. Masculine energy projects stillness and or directs toward someone, something, somewhere. It goes higher. It goes deeper. Regardless of gender, our feminine energy is the aspect that represents the qualities of love, light, intuition, imagination, creativity, and beauty. The feminine in all her forms desires to feel and be seen, to shine and radiate. Our feminine receives divine inspiration and becomes pregnant with ideas. We can think of desires, dreams, wants, and needs as cosmic creative energy, initiating movement of formless into form, all forms. She nests and softens. She receives, engages in non-aggression. She's open. She magnetizes, takes in, and allows us to be in our senses. The feminine is actually in charge of our ability to manifest greater abundance and prosperity in every aspect of life through allowing and receiving. Our inner masculine evolves through challenge, focus, anchored stillness, and inspired action. Our inner feminine evolves through praise, being, and opening. The integration of the inner masculine and feminine evolves through enjoying, balancing the inherent suffering of the world at large with pleasure. In every man and woman, The inner masculine wants to know he is on track and doing what's for the best and highest good in any given situation. The inner feminine lets the inner masculine know he's on target or off track with deep respect, compassion, empathy, appreciation, and intuitive wisdom, because she is intimately connected to what she truly desires, how she wants to live her life, her values, and she's clear in her communication to the inner masculine. The sacred marriage of inner feminine to inner masculine allows and anchors our ability to stand rock solid in our own power and sovereignty, rather than constantly seeking other esteem or approval outside of ourselves or leaking out our power and energies to another. There are shadow aspects of the masculine and feminine. The masculine can be authoritarian, controlling, domineering, overbearing, patriarchal, judgmental, critical, dismissive, brutish, and violent. The feminine can be chaotic, flaky, emotionally over the top, helpless, vain, immobilized, and indecisive. In defense of the feminine, for both my brothers and sisters, consider she as the metaphor for light. At any given time, light changes from moment to moment, brightening, darkening, or becoming shadowed temporarily by clouds. The feminine is often referred to as crazy, especially when she or he says one thing one minute or something completely different the next. This is the changeable, flowing nature of the feminine. She is not insane, and we are pure being and eternal in a perpetual state of becoming and evolving. Some of us express a balanced 50-50 ratio of masculine to feminine energy, while others lean toward a more masculine ratio of energy or a higher feminine ratio of energy. These ratios and frequencies are not static. They change from one moment to the next, depending on the presenting circumstance. A man or woman who mainly expresses high masculine energy through their workday as a high-powered, extremely focused litigation attorney may express a higher feminine frequency once they are at home, relaxed, and away from their work environment. More and more of us are becoming quite adept at expressing our feminine and masculine creative energies freely and in totality, interchanging these gifts as life and the now directs. The most important relationship for each of us to heal, cultivate, nourish, and master is the relationship between our inner feminine and masculine. Mastering this core relationship gives us the awakened qualities of balance, equanimity, discernment, and access to total command and physical embodiment of our true divine nature. So let's all take another deep breath in. And just allowing all of that download to just slowly but surely land and integrate. The seven senses of our sensual sensorial world. Being true to the now and to our true nature as infinite loving awareness and consciousness having a human experience gives us access to the full range of human experience in all forms of form on this physical plane. Right brain dominance is expressed through the majority of humanity giving up, oming or opting out of full-on engagement and living life to the fullest instead of falling into habituated hopelessness, indifference, or non-action. The powers that want to be have purposefully programmed and manipulated the rest of humanity through left-brain dominant agendas, resulting in the addiction to doing, 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 a lack of empathy, and a willful ignorance to the suffering of any and all living beings, including the planet. The mind and intellect taking precedence over the heart and feelings, and our being disconnected from what is beyond the five senses. As a result, the validity and power of our sixth sense, our intuition, along with our innate care and generosity, as empowered and expressed through our seventh sense of gifting, giving, and receiving, have not only been devalued, but judged as indulgent and encouraged to be completely disregarded and forgotten. Imagine the collective power we would wield by fully engaging our intuition and our generosity, the ability to freely gift, give, and receive. The powers that want to be certainly do not wish for humanity to awaken to their full power. Our physical bodies, as temples of the divine and perceivers and transmitters of all waveform energies, decode all information from our environment through all seven of our senses, including all emotions, feelings, and sensations in the sensual, sensorial world. So once again, sight, smell, sound, taste, touch, our intuition, and number seven, our innate generosity and care as expressed through the divine masculine principle of gifting, giving, and the divine feminine principle of receiving. Our core essence is feminine or masculine. It is unfortunate that most of us are reticent due to the controls of tribal programming and societal constraint about which behaviors are acceptable or unacceptable depending on gender. Many of us still caught in convention are hung up on the traditional roles for men and women, worrying about what other people might think. Regardless of gender, each of us has a core energetic essence that is either feminine or masculine. It is vitally important that we deeply embody our core essence in order to honor our love, truth, and beauty. The masculine and feminine are metaphorically associated with polarity opposites of dominance and submission. Intense eroticism is commonly linked to men being dominant and women being submissive. By completely submitting and surrendering to his feminine partner's essence, the masculine, regardless of gender, discovers the gifts and gifts his devotion to her. We are attracted to our matching complement, though our minds might try to convince us otherwise. In order for a woman to have a partnership filled with love, romance, passion, and lovemaking that is hot, wildly intense, and satisfying, she needs to have a partner, either man or woman, whose primary energetic essence is masculine or more masculine than hers in order for a strong sexual attraction to exist. Sexual polarity must be present to fire and nurture desire and attraction. Otherwise, a depolarization, that is, two masculine essence partners or two feminine essence partners, regardless of gender, neutralizes the energy flow between two people and co-creates no sexual attraction, or even worse, sexual repulsion, or perhaps indifference. You are the divine in the flesh. The heart-based new humanity owns and embodies this truth. Awaken to this reality. You are infinite loving awareness and consciousness having a human experience. The ongoing argument about our human nature has us polarized between good and evil. Yet the truth that I've discovered is that our true human nature is neither good nor evil. Our true human nature is programmable. That being said, It is up to each one of us to do the necessary inner work to deprogram the various limiting influences, traumas, and downloads of mind control from our tribal lineages, religious ties, cultures, and so on, so that we can align with our true divine nature as infinite loving awareness and consciousness. Every cell in your body is conscious and intelligent. The totality of your physiology, organs and tissues, blood and bones, biochemistry, fluids, and bodily functions. Miraculous expression of this conscious intelligence. When you are totally present to the now, which is life as it is unfolding, you are in alignment with Gaia and in alignment with the divine. You can access divine wisdom and guidance. Love and truth are two sides of the same being, residing in this divine alignment. Love and truth are this divine alignment, vertical in nature and represented as a pillar of brilliant divine light, your natural state. When past and future become involved in the equation through a particular belief, thought, feeling, experience, memory, or trauma, this alignment becomes out of phase. Instead of a vertical alignment, life force energy leaks in or out horizontally into the past, into the future, out to another person's energy, or into your own energy field from another's. More often than not, these energy leaks are unconscious and ongoing. Unless awakened awareness intervenes through some sort of physical sensation, emotion, or deep care from a beloved aligned and embodied in love and truth, eventually, life force energy drains out and there will be less life force available to support your body and your life. No matter how loud your body, a beloved, the divine, and Gaia beckon and endeavor to get your attention. Clues that indicate we are out of alignment with the divine include painful physical sensations, headaches, backaches, or other, or painful emotions, sadness, depression, anger, frustration, fear, or anxiety. Conventional reality shames us for our sensuality and encourages the habitual ignorance of our innate wisdom, rather than encouraging us to pay attention to the language of physical sensation, as in pleasure, pain, and discomfort in our bodies. We're programmed to pop a pill to make the symptom go away, deflect our pain with recreational drugs, alcohol, and other distractions, or surgically remove the pain and discomfort without investigating what our bodies are actually trying to communicate to us. Our resistance to sensation prevents us from fully embodying our divinity. Think about all the many ways we automatically and habitually default to resisting and avoiding sensation, whether through engaging in techie toys for online games and entertainment, social media interactions, and surfing the net, or through indulging in food, drinking and drugs, shopping, exercise, meditation, sex or masturbating, and even sleeping. Avoidance is avoidance. Check it out. The nature of reality and perception. Dr. Bruce Lipton's DVD, The Biology of Perception, The Psychology of Change, posits that perception controls behavior. Our physical bodies, as perceivers, decoders through our seven senses, and transmitters of all waveform information energy, not only receives direction from the divine, but also receives direction from our minds, programmed beliefs, memories of traumatic experiences and thoughts, and our hearts, feelings, and emotions, and from any and all sources outside of the body, temple, vehicle in our ever-changing environment. Therefore, what we believe to be true and what we perceive through our seven senses and sensations may not be accurate, but instead limited and possibly purposefully manipulated. While perception is not reality, perception does direct all action and behaviors, knee-jerk and inspired. For example, I grew up fearful and convinced that I wouldn't be a good mother because of my childhood abuse, coupled with the expectation and perception that birthing a baby would be excruciatingly painful. I avoided having children in this lifetime because of these beliefs, which were backed up by my own direct experiences of childhood violence, hearing birthing horror stories, watching Hollywood depictions of birthing traumas, and having been a Lamaze partner for a college friend whose experience was horrifying for me because she raged at her partner for getting her pregnant and threw a bedpan and telephone at me for letting him into the birthing room at the hospital. While I do not regret my decision to not have children, an incredible well of sadness followed by another layer of healing came up for me recently when I interviewed Amber Hartnell for my Waking Gods and Goddesses radio program. Amber is among a growing number of women all over the world who have experienced orgasm during childbirth, thus co-creating and opening a new paradigm and possibility for women giving birth, and was featured on ABC News 2020 regarding orgasmic birthing. Inspiring and pioneering, she was also able to deeply align with conscious parenting as a result of her own violent and abusive upbringing, rather than allowing these experiences to dictate what could be possible for her as a parent. We can be greatly affected, identified, manipulated, and paralyzed by our past experiences, fears about the unknown, and interference from outside entities in all vibrational forms from all other realms seen and unseen. Stuck in the past or projecting into the future, our minds and hearts can completely betray us, spinning and whirling us around like a pendulum gone crazy, immersing us in delusion and suspicion that renders us incapable of meeting each moment fresh and new. It is during times of reactivity that personalized truth versus truth can become an act of war, or at the very least, an inner conflict. Thoughts and feelings are the tools and co-creators of our realities. They assist us in aligning with the divine and co-creating first on the mental realms before manifesting in the physical. As long as we stay present and in the now of each experience as it unfolds, storyless, co-creating new realities. Duality into oneness. The dualistic nature of our physical universe challenges us to constantly and consciously change, evolve, and remain in motion or active stillness, bombarded by the polarity of opposites and contrasting experiences of conventional reality. We mindlessly bounce between yin, yang, light, dark, right, wrong, happy, sad, sweet, sour, good, bad, asleep, awake, winner, loser, perpetuator, victim, master, slave, peace, chaos, in, out, down, passive, active, pain, pleasure, etc. We were conditioned early in our lives to compare the polarities, to judge, label, and evaluate everything. Unfortunately, this early life programming creates nothing but conflict and tension within us, compressing the innate spaciousness of being into boxed categories of polarities, what's correct or incorrect. There is order in the universe, even amidst the chaos of the world, resulting from humanity losing its divine way and defaulting into the evil of moral relativism. For myself, if it's not good for everyone and the planet, It isn't good for anyone or anything, with right and wrong being dependent upon whose perception and who's in power. Our collective shared reality is pretty fucked up. The old world patriarchy, with its inherent moral relativism, is promulgated through political movements and man-made laws, fearfully and violently enforced by the police and military and other order takers, and shamefully enforced by the domination of culture and customs that remain unchecked, unchallenged, and unquestioned in their willful ignoring of our inalienable rights as divine beings. Divine law, spiritual law, natural law prevails, even if it is ignored. Most of us still caught up in the control of right and wrong spend copious amounts of time citing man-made laws and procuring the latest scientific factoids from the most decorated experts for proof. The laws of physics govern our physical universe. As Newton's third law of motion states, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. In understanding yin and yang, the Taoists maintain everything will eventually become its opposite. I invite you to the reality that the universe is the totality and whole of all possibilities. The good, the bad, the evil, the holy, the blackest of dark, the brightest of light, the beautiful, the ugly, and everything in between and beyond. We no longer swing haphazardly from one end of an experience to its opposite in dizzying, frenzied, emotional, mental reactivity. Instead, we elevate ourselves from that closed baseline, fearful existence to an open, heart-based reality fueled by love and tremendous support, gifted with the courage to name bullshit and evil right to its face. Our emotional, energetic blueprint and energy mastery. Within the heart-based new humanity resides a conscious awareness of the full nature of our divine creative energies, radiating from our deepest core, our hearts, as love and expressed through our physical bodies. We discover the true nature of our cosmos with its two directions of one, moving out from our core, our hearts, which is the divine masculine principle of gifting giving, and two, coming back to our core, our hearts, which is the divine feminine principle of receiving. Our physical bodies contain emotional energetic components known as our emotional energetic blueprint that requires us to master our understanding and utilization of these elements in order to live life fully awake and empowered. This includes wielding energy mastery with respect to our auric and bioelectric fields, which includes our health template layer and the emotional, causal, karmic, mental, spiritual light and bliss bodies, our chakra centers, meridian channels, thought belief structures, and authentic expressions of masculine and feminine energies. All of these elements influence our ability to freely conduct divine energies throughout our bodies, create from our hearts, and experience the totality of human experience. We are so much more than what our senses comprehend. The practice of energy mastery is a necessary daily skill set to learn, engage, and teach our children. As youngsters, we're taught the importance of ongoing daily hygienic care, such as bodily elimination processes of peeing and pooping, washing our hands, cleaning up after ourselves, bathing, flossing, and brushing our teeth, changing and washing our clothes, and eventually recycling them or throwing them away. These practices are not one-off events. They require regular engagement. daily energy mastery and energy clearings of our auric field layers, chakras, meridians, and thought belief structures are not one-off practices. Nevertheless, those new to energy work erroneously believe that having your energy cleared once in a lifetime should suffice in keeping one's energy bodies clean and clear forever, and complain that energy work doesn't work if you have to do it again and again. No. Would you only take a shower once in your life? Would you brush your teeth once or take out the garbage once? Would you only vacuum your house once? We are not taught anything about our emotional energetic blueprint, nor are we taught about the importance of energy mastery and managing our energy bodies by keeping them clean and clear of the intrusion of emotional, energetic, mental, psychic, psychological, sexual clutter from the reactivity and projections from others like those close to you, or perhaps from a passing stranger who didn't like your clothes and had all sorts of ugly judgments and stories all made up about who you are. This stuff actually does stick to our energy fields, very much like smeared shit sticks to a wall until you manually clean it off, not to mention all the environmental pollutants and toxins from technology, industry, geoengineering, and discarnate energy beings flying around looking to have some fun toying with a non-believing human who refuses to acknowledge that other realms, existences, and entities actually do exist. The false New Age distortions have circulated much disinformation regarding energy work and our emotional energetic blueprint, shrouding its practical nuts and bolts information in a smokescreen of fear, confusion, and occult mystery. The truth is, there is no mystery, only ploys of misleading controls by the powers that want to be, with the help of many misguided, delusional psychics and false New Agers blissfully herding the herd. Energy work and our emotional energetic blueprint are clear-cut, simple, noble, and takes the woo-woo out of energy healing through its practical and effective applications. I invite you to discover your divine majesty and activate your superpowers. I envision that in the very near future, every human being will not only receive the opportunity to learn about commanding and wielding these emotional energetic components, but also learn how to consciously integrate these skills and tools into daily life and impart these skills to our children. Our divine nature animates our physical bodies so we can experience humanity and this physical universe. Energy mastery is an important means to experiencing the fullness of existence freely without intrusion and influence of any kind. In book two of this series, I offer a detailed download and easy-to-learn curriculum of our emotional energetic blueprint and energy mastery. So stay tuned. Our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. Our thoughts have great power. This is precisely why the powers that want to be have to mind control us. The practice of questioning thoughts is powerful. Thoughts create belief structures, and structures that have the power to co-create great misery as well as incredible happiness. There is also tremendous power in paying close attention to our feelings, which is our guidance system made available through our seven senses. In partnership with our breath, we can access centeredness, clarity, deep awareness, peace, and right action. Regardless of circumstance, especially when intense emotion and reactivity arise, noticing and accepting what is at any given moment, even if we do not like what is empowering. Being self-aware, knowing there is a reaction and witnessing it, utilizing our breath, from there we can execute free will, make a stand, and take inspired action, or not. Funnily enough, there was so much confusion around taking action in the false New Age movement. The concept of nonviolence and doing no harm, as noble as it is, can be such a dangerous trap. I am not an advocate of oming out if someone physically threatens your life and attacks you. By all means, don't just stand there. Defend yourself and engage offensive action and deadly force if necessary, or run away. The time is now. Remember those big fat lies? That we are slaves and anything but divine and eternal? One by one, they are being exposed. For most of humanity, being horizontally, living horizontally on the energetic spectrum, projecting into past and future, is quite the norm. Yet, we are at a very exciting time in our evolution. More and more of us are waking up and joining the heart-based new humanity, embodying and aligning with our true natures as divine creators, guided moment to moment by life and divine love from a place of pure being, as infinite loving awareness and consciousness having a human experience. As devoted servants of the divine truth and divine love, the state of pure being, we are bonded to the one heart, all that is. Within divine love, there is no space for the kind of unconscious, conventional, glamoring, manipulative, programmed, sentimental, Hallmark card brand of love that's loaded down with attachments and expectations based on past and future and prone to emotional blackmail. The heart-based new humanity endeavors to create consciously, offering new thoughts and fresh feelings in alignment with our divinity and divine law, spiritual law, natural law, based on love, truth, and beauty. The heart-based new humanity endeavors to accept the invitations of emotionally loaded attachments and reactivity and check out what's up and going down as expressions of formless into form, ever evolving, ever becoming. The willingness to explore what attracts and repulses us, what numbs us out and shatters us, is the doorway into the depths of who we truly are. So, at the end of chapter one, there are some journaling exercises. And so I'm just going to read them here, and just each one of you, please contemplate these and do them as exercises in your journals, and allow them to really live through you. So the first one, what desire or desires do you have that yearns to move from formless into form? Please describe in generous detail. Next question. Please journal about your unmet wants, needs, desires, and requests, detailing your thoughts and feelings. Can you identify the specific ages and events from your life that still hold an emotional, energetic charge? Imagine your awakened, conscious adult self rescuing all these parts of your past and or future selves. Next one. Journal about your present awareness about your inner masculine and inner feminine. Are you better at receiving or gifting giving? Please explain. Next question. Please journal about your own experience regarding the nature of reality. So this is from your perspective. And the last journaling exercise. Please describe the limiting patterns that you've noticed in your life. Connect the dots and journal about what you've discovered and concluded from these patterns. All right, beloved. So that concludes our reading here. And so I've got some announcements, beloveds. We've got some changes here with Human Spirit Radio Network. So we've got now got four broadcasts each month. We've got the first, third, and fourth Fridays of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific and the last Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific. So here's the lineup. And every first Friday at 2 p.m., you've got me, moi, Waking Gods and Goddesses, Embodying Divine Wisdom in the Sensual Life. And so we are starting our 15-month series, which started last month, based on my new book, Eft Wide Open. Okay, so the third Friday at 2 Pacific, we've got Human Spirit Radio with our founder and mother goddess, Sarah McCroskey. Every fourth Friday, we have got Stories of the Sacred Feminine Archetypes with my girl, Amanda Eloesh. And Amanda's new 12-month series started last month, and she's going to be sharing and exploring the myths and the true stories of direct communion and embodiment with the 13 sacred feminine archetypes. Really, really beautiful, beautiful. And the last Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, we've got Whole and Balance, Energy Medicine and Your Health with our mother goddess, Sarah McCroskey. Now, all our broadcasts are archived for your listening experience, so you can peruse our past broadcasts or listen to a specific show by going to www.humanspiritradio.com, and you can click on the audio archives header, then scroll down and select an episode. You can also subscribe to our broadcast free through iTunes, and you can receive a beautiful email announcement, and it only comes out twice monthly, so we're not going to like bombard you with stuff, of upcoming broadcasts by joining our list. So you can check that out on humanspiritradio.com. And if you enjoy our free and commercial-free broadcasts and you want to share your love, feel free to like us on the Facebook. We have a Twitter feed. And I guess it's Human Spirit Sing is our Twitter handle. I do not tweet. Sorry, not my thing. And you can also make a love donation through our website. Human Spirit Radio Network is now a vibrant worldwide community thanks to you. My name is Mario West with Jessica McKay, our lovely engineer holding space on the West Coast. And you've been listening to Waking Gods and Goddesses, Embodying Divine Wisdom and the Sensual Life. Join us every Friday of the month, 2 p.m. Pacific. Our next show is Friday, March 6th, Chapter 2 of Eft Wide Open. It's called Just My Initiation. Juicy, juicy, juicy chapter. So once again, like us on the Facebook. You can find me on the Facebook as well. Find me on my webpage, WakingGodsAndAndGoddesses.com. You can opt in, receive my Nature of Reality training and attunement meditation for free. Do practice your juicy hugging, beloveds. 30 seconds minimum of full contact with a friend, a beloved, a family member, a stranger. I dare you. Until next time, be the love that you are. Share your love. Enjoy your breath. Enjoy your body and your sensual life. You are the divine in the flesh, infinite loving awareness and consciousness, having a human experience. Much love. Epic love, beloveds. Bye-bye.